this morning, hallelujah, I've been hand-selected. I've been divinely picked. I've been Holy Ghost anointed. I've been designated for the assignment. God, I will not fail you.
I think that Jesus is the product.
If Jesus is the product, then Bishop T.D. Jakes is one of the Lord's top salesmen.
I think that he is what we are after. He is what we bring to the table.
I know who I am. I know where I came from. I know what he did for me.
Part pastor, part businessman, Bishop Thomas Dexter Jakes runs a Dallas church called the Potter's House with 30,000 members, more than 300 employees, and a $45 million sanctuary that seats more people than Radio City Music Hall. He's also CEO of a separate multimedia business empire, all based on Christianity. A product that, according to Jakes, almost sells itself.
When the product is excellent, it doesn't require a big sales pitch.
Pitch or no, Jesus is selling, and well. In today's America, whether you detect it or not, all sorts of businesses, from health clubs to Hollywood movies, from publishing to pizza parlors, from cleaning services to financial planning services, in one way or another, have Christian values at their cores. As evangelicals have understood for a long time,
what's going on?
Jesus is, frankly, a great hook.
All right, Kendra. Bless you. Bye-bye.
The first evangelicals in the 19th century were often salespeople, people who understood a customer, knew how to sell a product.
Her book, Church on Sunday, Work on Monday, explores the nexus of faith and commerce.
There's always been this kind of interesting connection between marketing and evangelicalism.
Michael Cromarty of the Ethics and Public Policy Center in Washington has examined the economic clout of evangelicals.
Some people who have not known about these people start to recognize them. Some people in the blue states have just discovered that a lot of these people buy a lot of goods, they buy a lot of music, they buy a lot of books, and they also now vote.
We all remember the old-time evangelists like Billy Graham, Pat Robertson, and Oral Roberts, who preached to audiences on television, redefining the preacher's tent.
Don't miss Expect a Miracle.
Inevitably, money followed the message.
Can you send $100?
And sometimes with the cash came trouble.
I knew one day.
You remember Jim and Tammy Faye Baker.
For the people again.
God is a God of new beginnings, and God is on your side.
Today the tent is bigger than ever. Not only are televangelists reaching larger audiences electronically, they're preaching in person to mega congregations, and the ministers and their flocks are multi-million dollar economic forces in their own right.
All right, hold up your Bibles. Let's say it together. Ready? This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do.
Meet Joel Osteen.
I promise you, we'll make you feel right at home.
The Houston pastor is today's hottest TV minister. And like T.D. Jakes, Osteen is the head of a Christian mini-conglomerate.
Indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God.
Besides the church, Osteen has a company that produces and distributes CDs, DVDs, and TV programming. Then there's the always sold-out roadshow and evening with Joel Osteen. Though he doesn't personally ask for money, Osteen's ministry is rolling in it. It's got a $50 million annual budget, and his ministry spends an estimated $20 million a year buying TV time on religious and non-religious stations alike. On any given Sunday in his massive Lakewood church, he preaches to 25,000 believers, some of whom travel thousands of miles to hear the word.
We drove 23 hours.
I'm Susan. I'm from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Thank you.
You have changed my life.
We just see the movement of the Lord here and the Spirit of the Lord, and we just see this happening all over the country.
I believe the Christian market is definitely growing. I mean, we see it in our own ministry.
just every day, people said, I've never been to church, but, you know, I'm watching your broadcast, I'm reading your book. So I think, you know, that faith is definitely growing all across America.
God is a growth business?
I think he definitely is.
Hey. Hi, I'm Danielle.
Hey, Danielle, good to meet you.
And that growth, says Osteen, is having a big impact on the local economy.
I had a guy on the radio the other day, I heard him say that, he says Lakewood through the year will bring in more people than the Super Bowl did.
Osteen's best-selling book, Your Best Life Now, with bigger sales even than the South Beach Diet. Its largely secular Think Big message appeals to more than just evangelical Christians.
This is a dream of my life, Joel. Hey, I love you.
I think that we're blessed so that we can bless others, but I just can't stand to see people get stuck in a rut when I know God has more for all of us.
A few hundred miles to the north in suburban Dallas is where former ditch digger and chemical plant worker T.D. Jakes moved his ministry from West Virginia about a decade ago.
I wish I had somebody who could be a witness.
Since then, like a tech company with a hot product, there's been nothing but growth.
With a lot of responsibilities, the economics is probably not the first thing that I think of when I think about preaching to them.
But it's not exactly far from his mind either. This CEO is well known in the Christian community for hammering home a message of hard work and economic independence to his largely African-American congregation.
To be anointed literally means to be empowered. Empowered.
It is very much an issue in our community, and we have to address it if we're going to be relevant.
Jakes has a movie and TV production company, a music recording studio, and his own record label. He has distribution deals with the likes of Sony, EMI, Time Warner, Clear Channel, and Trinity Broadcasting. Jakes and his ministry have also used some of the millions made by his media empire to supply satellite dishes to prisons around the country so inmates can see broadcasts of his sermons. He works as hard as any CEO. And makes no apologies for living like one, too.
Some people criticize that about you. They say he lives well, he has beautiful clothes, he drives well, lives in a good house. Is there anything wrong with that?
Living well in America is not wrong. It's how you go about getting the money that is an issue. It gives me a great deal of credibility, whether I'm working with ex-inmates to say that it is possible to have the American dream without selling drugs. I cannot say that if I haven't done it myself.
When Jakes takes his act on the road, it's big business. At his four-day MegaFest in Atlanta, a cumulative 560,000 people from 55 countries pass through the turnstiles at the Georgia Dome. Not surprisingly, totally secular businesses, hotels and the like, lined up for a crack at that market.
They are beginning, and I think wisely so, to understand that they need to go after our business just as well as they would anybody else.